Blog
So
Talk Radio.
2006.
All right, so hold on. We waiting on Dutch. Hold on.
All right.
Hold on. Waiting on Dutch.
All right, we waiting on Dutch.
Waiting on Dutch before we get y'all to six.
So for 2000,
he talking about do 2-1, but you wasn't here for the old
way.
How she win that last y'all?
I won the last one, Mariah. I won that.
I seen a pretty Ricky John.
Listen,
but I wasn't really. That wasn't when that shit came out. I read that John. That's like that.
For 2000, I had Carl Thomas. I wish. What did you have?
For what?
For 2000?
Mm-hmm. I had Jagged Edge, Let's Get Married.
Mm-hmm.
That's a tripping.
For 2001, I had Superwoman.
Hey, yo, why? Come on, Dutch, hurry up, nigga.
For 2001, I had Superwoman by Little Mo. What, you ready?
Yeah.
All right, well, when Dutch come on, he come on now. We'll see the number popping up. Did you put it on? Where's the studio at?
So we at 2000 and we at 2006. I got some hitters though.
Mhm.
I got some hitters for 2006.
All right. Oh yeah. Okay. I'm ready.
All right. Come on, do it. Come on, Sting. Oh, you playing?
Bustling, fighting, we back at it again.
What's this, the beard?
Ice spot.
You look. I got it on my list, too. This shit was a hit of this year.
Okay.
He was fucking this going up. He was important, wasn't he? He was important this year.
So wait, you
picked
that too?
I got something though.
Alright, me too. Yo, boy.
Yeah. Alright.
Okay, I got you.
Alright.
Alright. So, we have to break this one.
No. We don't. Because I got something. That's why I told you to write two, just in case one of us grabbed the other
joint. Okay, so how are you going
to
be
there? I have to go.
With the other one.
I have to go somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You dig me? So I'm going to go ahead. It's a good pick, though. I'm still on.
Not for
one. It's a good pick.
I was all in your business.
On the phone?
Yeah,
I didn't disconnect. What are you always wrong?
Okay.
Yeah, ladies, I know you're tired of the same old thing, but so mundane. I mean, your bedroom is just so cold, but I'm here to tell you, I got a bad
thing.
You better heat it up. Come on.
Jamie Foxx? No way.
This was good, but no.
The icebox? Absolutely not. Baby?
This wasn't even beating my back up. All right, I'll take it.
Yeah. 1+1 is 2,
you with me.
What's been growing
up, though, man?
Mm-mm. Where we at? What year?
We're on 2007.
You can't fuck with this.
I know you going to get my joint in 2007. I know.
This was the one. It was only one song in 2007.
I know.
It was only one
song. That's the advantage of going first, though, too.
Because
this one, if you pick what I think you're about to pick. I don't know. Mine's Micah Beatus.
Oh, this wasn't the one?
No, mine's Micah Beatus. It was a bigger track than this.
What track is bigger than Umbrella in 2007?
There's not even a song bigger than
Rihanna's haircut in 2007.
It was a bigger song than this, and maybe a more memorable song than this.
Okay.
This was a huge record.
Okay. All right.
But was it more memorable and popping? Now, I want you to think, this was everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
This was everywhere.
Thank you.
Oh shit, I forgot about this.
Thank you.
Hey Dutch.
Good job.
You hear me? Y'all hear me? Y'all hear me?
Everywhere in 07.
Yo, son, this was mean in 07. Oh my god. It was so mean.
Dutch, talk to me, Dutch.
Okay.
You hear me? Y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Yo, this was so mean in 07. Holy sh... Bruh. Yeah. Like, this was so mean. I'm sorry, though. You... this, like, Umbrella is the bigger record, but that song meant more to me, so I gotta go with By You and Dre.
It meant more to everybody in the club? Alright, you know, get...
You'll
get Umbrella playing, but when that T-Pain came on... That was,
you knew
that
you had to grab up on something. You knew you had to grab a shorty, like, automatically.
Right.
You had to look in the club, like.
This is R&B. All right. Y'all ready for 2008. Right. This is
the haymaker,
I think. Let's see.
Easy got that one.
Ryan Leslie on our stage on this show, so let's have a fine welcome to a very fine talent.
What's
this? Rounds like a box, baby. Show you how I put down with.
Oh, I remember this song. You're my diamond girl. Yep.
2008.
Ryan Leslie.
Dutch, I'm about to kill her. This is it.
This is my joint, so I ain't gonna hold you. Especially the little Fabulous on it.
Fire.
That's my joint.
Listen, that was fire, right?
Ryan Leslie. Mm-hmm.
Hey, but Ryan Leslie.
But it wasn't fucking with this joint. I'm just saying what niggas was tuned into.
Okay.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Easy. Let me see what you're going to play, son.
This is considered R&B.
Okay. Oh, man. That sounds like some sneaky shit.
Go ahead. Let me see what Easy about to play, man.
No, the fuck he didn't. This is not R&B.
It is on an R&B chart.
No, the fuck he didn't.
It was on an R&B chart. I checked it.
This is bullshit.
Oh, Easy, you put cheat code, son. You're a ringer, bro.
This was in the R&B category on the Billboard.
Shit like this, this would kill R&B. Shit like this.
Easy. I ain't gonna hold you, Easy. You might be disqualified from this round, Easy. I ain't gonna lie, son. You disqualified, son.
Huh?
You disqualified, B.
Damn.
You out of pocket for that.
I'm disqualified.
Disqualified from this round, B. You got this round.
Thank you.
Clay Little Wayne, son.
Tricky.
All right, well, listen, I can't be disqualified. I got to play my other joints, and if you're not going to count that one.
Yeah, we're not counting that one. Play your other one. What else you got? R&B. All right,
you get a second chance.
Little Wayne on when he was at his highest. No.
Yo, that was on the R&B chart.
And in the belong.
Don't get me wrong. That was a fire joint. You know what I'm saying? That's a fire joint. But R&B, that's blurring the lines.
That's an error. A historical one at that.
All right, what about this?
Yeah.
Hey, Dutch, what about that comeback?
Yo, Dutch, yo, my fault. You got me saying my own name, sir. Yo, Ida, you got that clear, bro. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, dude.
Uh-huh.
I'm a dude, you.
I still
that
feel
was mean.
Like, Hey, Dutch, who you got?
I got you, bro, in that one, man. That bed was nasty. Ooh.
Nasty, that bed. Ugly. The whole year. Oh. He had the whole year shaking.
All right. Okay. This is the last and final.
That was 08.
We on 2009.
There
you go.
Boy,
yeah.
R&B. R&B.
Okay.
You don't play what I play is over for this round.
All right.
You better have what I picked. Because
okay.
Nothing was beating this in 2009.
Yo,
okay.
you talking heavy over there, son. You talking heavy.
Listen. You can ask my bros. Yo, back then I was R&B bull, man.
Not again.
What's this, Beyonce? Carrie Hilton. I've seen it. I liked it, dude. See, Dutch,
what
this
song
is,
was bigger, yo?
Hey, Dutch,
song.
This is where she go wrong, Dutch.
You know what, dude, you play R&B joints from, like, the now hits CD. Like, you're not playing, like, the joints. You playing Billboard joints. You're not playing joints that the people, I mean, the people, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, so now we wasn't listening to Knock You Down by Carrie Hilson. Now the hood wasn't listening to Knock You Down. Okay, heard you.
Heard you. Listen, this is why. Hey, Dutch, she underestimates me all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I tell her I'm heavy in this music shit. Heavy.
I do not underestimate him.
You dig me? Like,
my cup is.
Nah, that's
here
a cool record. That's a cool
hey,
record.
Hey, Dutch, here we go, Dutch. Here we go. 2009.
Go ahead.
Don't try to look at me,
Jesse. What?
No. Pretty Wings?
What?
I was going to pick Pretty Wings. It's on my list.
Hey, Dutch! What is she talking about? What are we? Are we discussing this?
Yo,
look,
dude.
Let me go and knock you down.
Hey, Dutch, are we discussing this? What?
I swear to y'all, I have to.
Dutch, are we discussing this?
We're not discussing this at this point, man. Like, dude, you got one more year. You got one more year. You got one more year. You got one more year.
We're not doing 10 because that's moving into the next decade.
Oh, you doing next decade now?
This was 10 years. I hit it.
So we doing 2009 or y'all moving to like 2009 to 2019?
No, we did from 2000 to 2009.
Okay. So what was 2009? Y'all doing that now or y'all doing it next time?
We just did it.
Yeah, we just did it.
Oh, 2009 was, oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Damn, I'm impressed. Yo, Easy got that. I'm sorry. Like, from when I was been here, like, Easy got that. Easy got that. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, yeah. All right.
No problem.
I'm not going to go into details, but, yeah.
I'm not mad at
that,
though. Pretty Wings is a good song, and that was my first pick. I just wanted to, like, try to switch up because I felt like y'all was making me feel like I was stiff and shit. I should have stuck to my shit. Anyway, shout out to I'm out the moisturizer.
You should have stuck to your gun, dude. What are you
doing? Washes, dude. That's a fact, though. I like that shit that when that R&B come on, that shit got a hit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it got a hit.
It got a hit. You know what I'm saying? Like, those are the records, you know what I mean? Like, if you're in a car, which, you know what I mean? Which the, you know what I mean? Just happen to have your girl and her homegirls in there. You put that on, they're going to be singing and along to that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, those are the records you put on.
Right. So, she had, hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, Dutch. We going
to
her.
She
had in round one.
Anne Marie, I think. Let me see. No, I had Carl Thomas.
And I had Jagged Edge, Let's Get Married.
And she had Carl Thomas. Carl Thomas, which Carl Thomas? Which Carl Thomas? Which Carl Thomas?
Which Carl Thomas? I wish. Right here, baby. I wish. I wish I never met.
Wait, wait, dude, you play I Wish?
Yeah, I wish.
Hey, I Wish got that. Easy.
Okay, so that's Google 1-0. Then she had Superwoman, Little Mo, 2001.
Mm-hmm.
I had Genuine, the classic.
My whole life has changed.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
It's tied up.
Yeah, all
right. It's tied up now.
All right, so that's all right. So then she had 2002, she had, baby, I don't know, you got two of them here.
The 2000, Why Don't We Fall in Love, Anne Marie.
Okay, she got Why.
Yeah.
I got The Love of My Life by Erykah Badu, Dutch.
Yo, I ain't gonna hold you. That's a tough record, but when I hear that song from what you call Anne Marie, it feel like summertime. Every time I play it, I gotta play that. I gotta go with that Anne Marie.
Walking Anne down Marie. Yes. Park in the summertime.
Yes. When you hear them horns in the beginning,
the whole sound.
That's 2-1.
That's 2-1 right there. 2-1. Go ahead.
All right, so then 2003,
I had Crazy in Love by Beyonce.
Right. And then
Monica. That was my runner up. So Gone by Monica. And then my third pick was Never Leave by Lumi D. I should have went with one of those shits, but because you know
you
y'all look
so
at
gone. So Gone was heavy.
I got Walk Out of Heaven by Jagged Edge.
Yeah, so then that makes it 2-2.
Yeah, are we playing? What?
Walk Out of Heaven is fire.
What?
I own that.
All right, so 2004.
2004, I had Yeah by Usher.
And I had Confessions by Usher.
Oh, yeah, you smoked me. No, I give him that one.
Nah.
I give him that one.
You gave
him that?
Yeah, technically, you know, I would say we're going to allow the Yeah, because Yeah, it's really like the blurred line, like kind of like Lollipop, but like I really rock with Usher
you
and that song
poppy
in the club.
A little
so, yeah, I personally gave it to Do, so that makes it 3-2, Do right there.
Oh, yeah?
You know what I'm saying?
Hard, but the fans gave it to me, though. How can you say that, though?
Confessions was mean, though. Confessions was mean.
I felt like, but thank you.
All right.
Moving on to 2005, I picked We Belong Together by Mariah Carey.
And I put Slow Down by Bobby Valentino.
Right. And then I said, Slow Down was so crazy when it came out, though. Oh, my gosh.
But the funny thing about those things, to me, that was my pick, too. But I said, out of the two, Mariah Carey is better.
Oh, no.
To me.
I can't
right.
say that.
We belong together. We belong
I'm talking
together.
About the
I'm not
going to
lie.
Big. Talking about the song. Now, let's think of the song.
Yo, think of the song, please. Think about the lyrics.
Now, let's think about Slow Down.
Think about everything about We Belong Together, Trump, Slow Down. And
niggas
Trump,
was going to
Bobby
the club.
Valentino and that motherfucking fishtail thing.
Hold
on,
come
on, though. Dutch. Yo, you know.
Club, and that was a good thing for niggas.
Yo, you know.
We talking about what is the better song? We Belong Together is a higher quality, higher production, better singer, better lyrics, better. I win that
if
round.
When we talking about battling a song, though, we talking
that
about battling songs and what songs hit harder.
We Belong Together.
Sometimes
absolutely
the bigger record is not going to win. You feel what I'm saying? Like, clearly,
I'm
We Belong Together is the bigger record, but overall,
it is the bigger
though,
record, but it's also the better record.
I don't know.
Nah, I ain't gonna hold you. I was personally, I was bumping that Slow Down.
Right.
I just wanna.
All right, 2010. She had Icebox. I had Unpredictable Artist, so she got a 4-3. I can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You mean 2004?
Right. I had Umbrella by Rihanna,
and I had Buy You a Drink, T-Pain.
So now it's now we tied again.
4-4. 2008. She had
Diamond Girl by Ryan Leslie.
I had Put You to Bed, Jay Holiday.
So now Easy gets in the lead with 5-4.
In 2009, she had some bullshit, and I pulled out Pretty Wings.
He
on
said
her.
Bullshit. I had Knock You Down by Kelly Wilson.
I pulled a Pretty Wings on her. You hear me? Like,
yo, Easy, man.
I had
Easy. Yo, Easy say, oh, yo, do have some bullshit. Like, that was a strong record, though. Like, Knock
cool.
You Down. That's Kerry Hilson, Neo, Kanye. That was a big record.
It was a big
that
record.
That was a big record.
It's a fly song.
That was
though,
a
like,
huge record.
Songs and song quality and song structure. Come on, Knock You Down was
like,
not no light work. That wasn't light work.
Nah, that's a close round. I ain't going to hold you because, like, that was a club record. Versus like something that Maxwell Pretty Wings, you know what I'm saying? Like,
soul during that time, they was loving that shit.
But
not only
to
that,
be fair,
Hilton was pretty, she was new, you know what I'm saying?
Well,
was,
let me tell you,
but Kanye, to be fair though,
tell you
to
this
be fair
though,
from my age and older,
mm-hmm. niggas will pop that Maxwell Pretty Wings
yeah,
in there.
I agree.
And it's a different vibe. That joint, that Kerry Hilson joint, you not popping that joint. If you on your, hey Dutch, if you on your playlist and you about to drive and you got two songs, my nigga, that Kerry Hilson joint or that Pretty Wing Maxwell, who you pick?
First and foremost, I'm going to tell you, like, you almost got disqualified because, like, Maxwell is a cheat code on himself. Like, Max, that song and Woman's Work, automatically, you can't play those. It's like picking Golden State Warriors in 2K.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
you can't.
You like that up R&B nigga. Like, you don't even battle that until
you
like.
Me, like, it's R&B, bro, but Maxwell's a cheat code.
You can ride a bicycle in a fucking suit with your hair like John Paul. You know, that's how fucking Maxwell rides around the city in a suit with no socks. And he rides his bike.
I don't care how he do it. That nigga come out with some crack. You hear me? And like that. And I won 6-4. It was a good day.
It was
a good try.
Mm-hmm.
We can come back tomorrow. We can do like you mean hip hop shit. You mean that shit gonna be? You know what I'm saying? What's up? But all right. So the next title I had was I just wanted to like pick your brain.
Okay.
I ain't know Dutch was gonna be on the phone, but since Dutch on the phone, pick his brain.
Okay.
How do you feel about men and women going 50-50?
Oh, should I change the banner?
Yeah. Hey, Dutch, how you feel about that, Dutch?
50-50 on what, though?
Mm-hmm. On bills, house care, daycare, anything that has
shit
to do with, you know, life.
I mean, like, to be honest with you, like, I'm for it, but at the same time, I'm not opposed to, like, the argument where women say, you got to pay all the bills, you feel what I'm saying? But if you go there, you know what I'm saying, you got to know what comes with that, you feel what I'm saying? And I feel like a lot of women, especially in a certain, like, age bracket, they don't understand, for the most part, what comes with a man paying all the bills. They're not really ready for that and ready for the role that they need to play when a man is taking care of everything. You feel what I'm saying? Me,
right.
Personally, I'm with You know what I'm saying? The 50-50 thing, because at the end of the day, it's about building something. You know what I'm saying? So if I come with my shit, you come with your shit, all together, we're going to build something and create something new, a foundation out of this shit. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a partnership in a sense. A relationship to me is a partnership. You know what I'm saying? Ultimately. You feel what I'm saying? If you want to, she's like one of those females like, oh, the man got to take care. I bet, but you don't know
right.
what comes with that, though. You feel what I'm saying? So that's my opinion about it, real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Babe.
Mm-hmm.
How you feel about 50-50?
I feel like it's an individual thing. I feel like everything is different for different people. But
mm-hmm.
I feel like if you're going into something and the commitment is we're going to build together, we want to do this together, you know, if it's that type of agreement and that type of relationship, I think that the 50-50 is best, because now we're a union, we're together, and we're going to act as such. So two is better than one, and it should go like that. It's just going to take the burden off of each other. Go 100-100.
All right. Let me give y'all the lesson in every bar mm-hmm. about this. You hear me? You hear me, Dutch?
I'm listening.
There's no such thing as 50-51. It's 100-100. Everybody has to put the in order to achieve the larger goal. Now, some goals are smaller than other people's goals. Let's just take, you know, let's just take this. You know, the average American wants a house, car. They just want, you know, enough money to be, you know, cool, that they don't got to, like, go from paycheck to, like, paycheck and all of that shit. And, you know, have something passed down. Like, that's what you would say, like, the average person wants. So if I'm in relationship, and this is dependent on financial status, but, you know, depending on who you is. All right, let me just give you my situation. Like, we got to, it's like this, depending on who you is and how much you make. Now, if you breadwinner as a man and you making, like, damn near, you making some bread, then all, you know, be it. You know what I'm saying? But that shit fucks a lot of people up too, Dutch, too, when they feel like they don't have to do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And they feel like that is handouts all the time, and it's like they get lazy, and then they start to expect that shit, and then that's mm-hmm. when the female become out of pocket. You dig what I'm saying? Because she's not
mm-hmm.
used to that.
Mm-hmm.
She's not used to doing it. So now, if a nigga is fucked up, he like, damn, shorty, you gotta get up and get a job. But why? Because she like, you're used to bringing everything in here. So why do I feel like I gotta do anything? Understand, that man created that monster. So that's
mm-hmm.
like that. You dig what I'm saying? In my
right.
situation, we go 50-50, and here's why. Because just because a nigga is a man, number one, we in 2020, man. Females make more money than men sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And let's keep it a bean. You know what I mean? We not
right.
back in slavery and shit where females couldn't do anything. They can do anything, and they can do a lot of shit better than us. You dig what I'm saying? Sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So they making a wave. And let me tell you that one hustle that will never end in life, and that is selling coochie. That will never end. That's gonna be a product that's gonna be around forever. I mean, crack can go, heroin can go, weed can go, but coochie will never go. Niggas is always going to buy that.
That's
count
a
on
fact.
That.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So when I don't be mad when girls get on OnlyFans and all that shit. If y'all got them dumbass niggas that's willing to pay that shit every month, go get your paper. You dig what I'm saying?
Dumb.
Yeah, them niggas is weird. But you know what I'm saying? But we could go on that. But see, you know, like, a lot of females think just because they get into like a like in a serious situation, like they felt like a savior.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not it, because just because you get in a relationship, that don't mean that man goals has changed. You dig what I'm saying? Like, that man still had goals when you came into the picture. So now you're old school. I'm like, yo, I need 50-50, but you feel like I'm supposed to take care of you. That's not a good fit. You dig what I'm saying? So now it's like, you go 50-50, but if I make more, we can go 60-40 or whatever, but you got to contribute. And as a street nigga, I speak for street niggas, it's like this. The reason why I go so hard and I make sure that, like, my girl contribute, because anything can happen. I mean, I had a situation where, you know, when somebody's not trained and you go get booked and you go to jail, now they so used to you doing everything. They don't know how to do nothing. They don't know how to put no bread on the books.
Yeah.
They don't know how to pay this bill. They don't know how to pay that bill. But bills is getting up and shit because you spoiled her. You dig what I'm saying?
Right, like, you're right, because that comes with a person acknowledging that they have an issue. Like, for instance, me, I have an issue with, like, spending and, like, controlling myself.
It's horrible.
It's, I'm
horrible.
What you call it? Sporadic. And
impulsive.
Impulsive. That's the word I was looking for.
That's what
impulsive.
It is.
It's impulsive. And that's my weakness. But in order to get over something like that, you really have to, like, accept that that's what you are. And kind of, like, once you accept that it's bad and that's what you are, because I think sometimes you're just insulted. I read a post that Kels put up the other day, and she's like, why when you're trying to help somebody, they, like, have an attitude, da, 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 da. And I'm like, damn, you know, sometimes I'll be looking like the person with the attitude. But it's like, you gotta accept what your weakness is so that you can overcome it and be better. Like, I'll be working on my shit, and he be telling me about myself.
Hey, yo, Dutch, she spent $100 at the vending machine this week, bro.
You said what?
At the vending machine.
What
I'm
did
like,
you buy at the vending machine? Like, oh, dude, what do you buy at the vending machine?
I'm like, what the fuck is this? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and listen, she's bad at bread, but, you know, I handled that. So now everything cool. But it's just like this. You got to have a sense of empowerment. Like, females can't just be popping pussy, popping ass on the line, and want niggas to take care of them. That's not it, cuz. You dig what I'm saying?
Like, nah. You know what it is, too, right?
Right.
For certain
what?
Things, like women.
Somebody for everybody, and there's a reason why females are popping pussy and expecting somebody to take care of them, because there's people that do that.
I mean, listen, I'm not mad about them doing it, but this is about, like, going 50-50 in life. See, people when people say bills, people think that, you know, bills is just, all right, it's bills. It's the man's job to do that. Since when? Since when? You dig what I'm saying? Since when has that, like, actually, like, you mean, happened? Because a lot of times I know it be bum-ass niggas getting taken care of by girls.
But those are all individual situations, babe. Like, there's bum bitches. You know what I'm saying? There's people that's not, you know what I mean? Like, there's so many areas of that stuff. Like, you know, it's different. But I understand what you're saying with, like, just really having a... See, it depends on what you want, though. You have to be the man and be like, look, this is what I'm looking for. I'm going 50-50. I'm trying to build. If that's not you, you got to get out of here. And some people be trying to get over. And I think that's what you're saying. Like, it just be people trying to get over, getting spoiled, or straight up trying to get over, lazy and whack. I bumped into a couple of people that's just
I don't think nobody in the relationship should be spoiled. I don't think nobody should be doing more than the other. Like, why would you want to sit back and watch your man break his back to pay all the bills and you can help?
Some guys want to do that.
I'm
saying that I'm agreeing with what Du is saying. Like, it really depends on... Everything is circumstantial. Like, some men, you know what I'm saying, they welcome that role of being the breadwinner. You understand? But there's some men that, like, yeah, I'll take on the role, but exactly what you're going to be doing, you know what I'm saying? If a female tells you, you know what I'm saying, yo, you need to earn the bread, whatever the case may be, right? Right? Then, in turn, what are you going to do as the woman? Because at the end of the day, if you're saying, no, like, if you're saying that I should be taken care of, you know what I'm saying, making the money and shit like that, then you got to take care of the household. And the household is a job into itself. You know what I'm saying? So if you're not, if the household is not in order, and exactly,
A machine.
I think different.
That housework is different.
I think different because I'm like this. Listen, I'm like this. You don't even have to touch the house because it's always clean. There shouldn't be nothing to fuck up. You dig what I'm saying?
But the household is not just cleaning and cooking. You know what I'm saying? We just spoke about finances, right?
Yeah.
In reality, the women, if you're talking about the household finances in terms of the household, that kind of is included as well. You feel what I'm saying? In terms of taking care of the, you know, the finances, making sure that the bills is paid. You know, you make the money, you just give it to her. You let her sort that out. But
that woman is good with money.
Nowadays, in 2020,
good with paper like that.
That is so sexist. Some women are good with money. Business women, come on. There's women with that have good business sense and have their own businesses, and they're good with money. It's just that some of us haven't bumped into
Listen, but then I give you the objective. So what happens when it be them, like, them powerful women, them lawyers, and then they come back to you and be like, now I can't find a man because they're scared of me,
because I think that woman was probably too aggressive or too, you know, like, even if you make more money, you still want the man to be the man.
All right, Dutch, so what if the female make more bread then? Is it still half and half, or?
Hell yeah, it's half and half. It's half and half and help out here and
so
there.
What if the man make more bread?
Is half and half, and then he, you know, does things to, you know, shit like you do, like, to make sure everything's comfortable. Like, it's half and half, but I'll do the, you know, things, the miscellaneous covered. No problem.
You know what it is, too? Sometimes when a woman gets in the lead or something, like, for example, if the woman just happens to make more bread than the man, and the man is actually being a man, sometimes that little thing, sometimes women get petty with it and childish and try to, like, emasculate the man and won't allow the man to be the man. And once you have that clash back and forth, at times it just gets too much. And the man said, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. And that's why a lot of women lose good men, because they try to, like, emasculate the man with money.
When
the man is trying to be the man, you know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta sit down and, like, okay, let him take the wheel. You know what I'm saying? Let's see where he goes with it.
Who don't want to be the man, but they have, like, emotional ties to a man that happens to probably is just a lazy bum. Let's just say it's just a lazy bum, or, you know, it doesn't have to be a lazy bum, but a person that's having whatever their issues are. So let me rephrase lazy bum, because this is what I really honestly think about the lazy bum. Me and my friend always talk about it. We always say, if someone could stay on welfare for 2 and 3 and 4 years, there's something else going on. You know what I'm saying? There's something else going on with you, with yourself, that you need to fix.
That's a whole, like, a whole
even if, no, it is, but I'm saying, no, it is within this topic, because now you're with the woman that probably realizes, like, oh, he's depressed or something's going on with him, but I still love him, because women are very emotional. So you'll have these many chances, these many years with the woman, or even their life. Because women spend their whole life with one man, regardless of what's going on. There are women and men that do that. You know what I'm saying? So there's women that's taking care of a situation that probably don't want to be masculine, but are kind of forced to be a little aggressive. If it's like, listen, I need the bills paid, or I need this, I need that. And the nigga's just like, want to be taken care of, or he's in his depressive mode, or he don't know what's going on with him. But now you're in the manly role.
To get back on,
can
feet.
I ask a real question, though? Like, can I ask a real question? Like, in those instances, you know what I'm saying, where the women give men multiple chances, you know what I'm saying? Is that because of the simple fact that for lack of a better word, dignitized. Like, they hypnotized by the dick. You know what I'm saying? Like, and a lot of times women give a lot of chances because, hey, at the end of the day, you know, brothers be putting it down on the ladies, and then, you know, they get caught up, and they excuse
also,
a lot of things.
Also,
of things.
Well,
go ahead.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the female loves a dependent nigga because that
okay.
gives them power.
That's
over
true
somebody. I know a lot of females like that. Like, they want to be able to say,
that's a form of
manipulation.
Your
little broke ass don't have no job,
mm-hmm.
and I got to take care of you and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
They love that shit.
That's
dig
true
what I'm saying? Because
mm-hmm.
that's what they're used to. But
mm-hmm.
then you give them a motherfucker who already on their feet and already don't need shit from them, they
mm-hmm.
don't know how to act.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because they don't have that power to be like, yeah, motherfucker. You know how the females be. Get out. They love that shit.
Yo,
get out.
Yo, and throw something in there too with that.
Stop
easy, like, one
boy,
big thing is that attention.
Yeah,
time and attention.
Mayweather,
the men that are dependent on these females.
Women, he takes the bags and the rings and the watches and the bracelets and shit back. You know what I'm saying? So everybody has their thing. You know what I mean? Of getting along. I'm just saying that. It's really individual cases. Like, this is really an individual case.
But
it's
an
saying
individual
of
case.
One size does not fit all.
Right.
50-50 is something that you have to be, like, all in for and knowing what
but
you're
doing.
But
it's a big topic, though. It's a big topic.
It is a big topic.
It's a big topic because a lot of females feel like that the man should be this. And I just want to say this.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's like this. If y'all both put your heads together, I already know like the two incomes is way better than one, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So when we do like this, y'all go ask everything, everybody, both parties has room to grow, to do, you know what I mean,
mm-hmm.
do like on other things. If your hobby is this and you want to put your bread to this, you should be able to do that and work as equal as me to pay the bills and do whatever that you want
right.
to do. Why do I gotta work harder?
But wait,
because you
that
feel
sounds
like
an awesome journey, but I think the issue with real life is that it happens where they're not it has to be a commitment. It has to be a commitment. I think that people do. I don't know. I can't even generalize like what people do. I'm just saying like if you're gonna go with somebody, it should be somebody that you plan on building with for a long time. It should be like a real understanding, real communication going on. And then also, you should appreciate when you come across somebody like that. You know what I mean? Because
mm-hmm.
You don't always come across people that's even willing to do that. Honestly, like man or woman.
Hey,
like
yo,
they'll
Dutch.
Want you to pay your way. Like I don't give a fuck what's going on in your life. If we fucking or whatever the case may be, like
hey, yo, Dutch.
People won't let you move
yeah.
in.
Hey, Dutch. Hey, yo, you
yeah,
don't
yeah.
gotta get in this joint, you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
She spoiled, dog. You know what I'm saying? House clean.
Oh, wow.
She don't gotta do nothing. She don't wash no clothes.
You don't want me washing the clothes.
Listen, no, because you know,
because I use too much detergent.
So,
and stuff.
Her only job, bro, in here is the kitchen and to pay half the bill.
Mm-hmm.
You mean her own
so
only
hold
job?
On, so dude don't claim nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I claim.
I'm not saying she don't clean. Like she'll do the. You know what I mean? But listen, it's like
I clean.
She cleans. But the way
the
we operate,
right.
listen. But the way we operate here, how I always operate it, is everything stays clean.
Wait, let's add this in. I cook.
Yes,
not only do I cook. I went to cooking school for 8 months in New York, beautiful, big-ass city. So I cook. And I also went to school in Trinidad for a year in the Port of Spain. I went to San Juan Girls Government School. Shout out to Trinidad in the Port of Spain. Listen, I cook.
Okay. What are you talking about?
I'm letting him know I cook. So it's not like you're doing like he's eating delectable food
with a delectable
woman. Like
I'm eating. But see what I'm saying is it's a different
talk
we got
about
a,
it,
yeah, But listen, we got a different strategy here. It's like this. If she don't have to worry about, like, nothing broke or fixing shit, that's already done. You dig what I'm saying? Like, she don't need to worry about, like, if she's drinking and all that shit because mm-hmm. the bar is stocked. Like, everything that I know that she needs is already here.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just like this. All right, boom. You go 50-50. You bill. And we do.
Mm-hmm.
Then whatever bread you want to do, besides, like, the, like, she said she got, like, a big spending habit. So, you know, all the, like, the crazy shoes and all that shit, it's like, no.
But it's not even that. It's that I have prioritized in a way more responsible manner now than I have before. Because before, I actually had access to, you know, whatever amount of money, and I blew it, just being irresponsible. I wanted to bring up another point. I wanted to bring up a point about there's some women that believe that they should be home. Now, this is another big one.
All right.
They believe that they should be home, not pay bills, but still take care of the home domestically, but not work. Still, or if they do work, be able to hold on to their money so that they could be physically and, like, mentally just flourishing for their man. Because some people believe that when you're working 40 hours a week, that you can't be, like, so va-va-voom for your man, and it gives opportunity for someone whose whole life is to be za-za-za for him to just, you know, stray.
And listen, I prefer that za-za-za shit. I prefer the money. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to be za-za-za for me all day, every day. It's out here. It's money to be getting out here. You know what I'm saying? Listen, I preach this to her all the time. You ask her. I'm like, yo, it's paper to get. So we about to figure out, boom, boom, boom. She let me handle what I had to handle. Boom. Her score went up. Like, her credit score mm-hmm. went up. Everything. I'm putting us in a position for next year.
But, babe.
But listen, this is sidebar.
Mm-hmm.
We're opening up a store out here. We ain't going to say, like, nothing yet, but that's in the mix for the beginning of next year. I'm about mm-hmm. to have, you know what I'm saying, like, my own store. Boom. And then it goes on from there. But you dig what I'm saying? But in order to have that goal, you have to have a plan with your significant other, and you got to be like, listen, this is what I want to do. This is how much bread it's going to take. I can't do this.
Some men interrupt the relationship and cause emotional trauma with the bullshit. And this is why I brought up the reason why some women feel like, damn, I don't want to work, cook, clean, go 50-50, and get cheated on.
So let me get this straight then, dude. So you're saying that these women don't want to split things 50-50 because in the end, they're going to get cheated on. And when they get cheated on, it's like, damn, I wasted putting in half just to feel like this. So they rather not put anything into the relationship.
No, that's not what I said. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that they're feeling like a lot of time goes into work. If you work 40 hours a week, you know what I'm saying? You know what that's like when you come home, if you have a family. You know what I mean? You have your weekend. You have your schedule during the day. Depending on whatever's going on in someone's household, you never know. Or whatever their schedule is with work. They might not even see each other. Me and him had schedules before where I was working overnight, and he was working early in the morning. So it's like I was working 12-hour shift. So it depends on what's going on in that household. But I'm saying some women feel like, why am I going to dog myself or just work myself ragged for someone to leave? But I guess that's just the chance you take in all relationships, I guess.
That's a chance. That's what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're trying to, my thing is like this. Ultimately, relationships, or a big part of relationships, I feel, come down to compromise. Not sacrifice, compromise. Because sacrifice means that you're giving a part of yourself, and I feel like you shouldn't really have to do that. You should meet in the middle. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. At least one person should give a little bit, the same amount as the other person. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
Everything should be equal. you know, a lot of times it's about compromise. You feel what I'm saying? And I feel that, at times with relationships, especially in that instance, you know, the compromise is not there. And they sometimes, you know, women want that demand, but that demand comes from a past issue that they got to fix.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's another thing, too. A lot of these situations occur because females are broken, and it's
mm-hmm.
toxic because they're broken. So when they come into a relationship, they're saying, oh, you got to do this and the third, and
right.
you got a man's man. He's looking at you like,
bang, bang, bang.
I ain't
bang,
doing this shit.
Bang, bang, bang.
What are you talking about?
No,
you know what I'm saying? And the conversation ends right there, and they go about their way. You know what I'm saying?
But I think sacrifice is like a part of it too,
mm-hmm.
because you have to understand, like, when you're going into any relationship, you're taking a risk because mm-hmm. you don't know their background, you don't know if they're in debt, you don't know mm-hmm. if a nigga trying to kill them, you don't know anything. You dig what I'm saying? Like, so it's
mm-hmm.
like when people usually get in a relationship, it's usually to build. And
mm-hmm.
once you start building, you understand that, okay, this got to happen, this got to happen. A lot of people don't get, like, they don't get, niggas want to get married, but they don't get married because the other spouse might owe child support.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I done seen that happen. And now they get married, that's on her as well. So, you know what I'm saying? So, they like, fuck that. You dig what I'm saying? And then...
And right, are you supposed to
so are you,
like be mad at your
am
spouse?
Am I supposed to sacrifice that?
Right, no.
You dig what I'm saying? Like, nobody wants to, like, all right, you know what I mean? So it's like basically what I'm saying, they come with background.
Mm-hmm.
So with us, it was
mm-hmm.
debt.
Right.
With you,
me.
It was debt.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so if I'm going to say I'm building with her, knowing, like, the goals I got, you dig what I'm saying, for a 4-year plan or a 5, you know what I'm saying? No matter what the goals I got. So if I'm going to build with her, it's like she has to be an equal. So if she's not, as far as in financial status or as far as life together, you're only as good, or she's the image of you, if you're together. You dig what I'm saying? So you have to sacrifice. You have to sacrifice to get her on the same page as you if you want to achieve any goal.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, life, you mean, once you get older, like, when I was younger, I didn't, like, know about credit and F's, and, like, if I had felonies, I couldn't be doing shit. It's not till, you know, I went to jail and I read and I did my, you know, and I was like, damn. And I came home and I was on a vengeance, bro. You know what I mean? Because, like, when I first came home, like, my credit score was, like, 475.
Wow.
You dig what I'm saying? Because I was just out there. I was hustling. So it wasn't like, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't like nothing, you know, if a nigga found a quick way to get a lick, I'm catching it. You dig what I'm saying? So, like, I'm putting accounts in, you know what I'm saying? Oh, yo, I can open this account for you. Oh, here, take that. You dig what I'm saying? I'm doing all of that because I'm trying to grab the bread. So it's not till when you get older that you got to understand that, you know, when you get older, you 30 plus, you start mm-hmm. wanting to form, I want to settle down and all that shit. That
mm-hmm.
settling down comes with risk.
Because mm-hmm.
the other person
mm-hmm.
is now 30. You dig what I'm saying? Over whatever their age is. And they done fucked up.
You being mad shady.
You dig what I'm saying? Like,
I
if
fucked
they
up.
Done
I
fucked up. Listen. So it's like this. So when, like, all right, so, like, when Duke came, I was on my come up shit. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm good. Like, I'm financially good. I'm chilling. But when she came, it's like, okay, if this is serious, we need to get your situation in. And this is the type of nigga I am. That's why I deserve 50-50. You dig
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? Because, all right, it cost such a her L suspended. It cost such a to get her L's back. I pay that. You dig what I'm saying? All right, boom, your L back, because now we in a relationship. It's crucial for you to have a driver's L. I don't care how much it costs. We got to get it done, because in order for you to have an L, it works for me for you to have a L. So now that's paid. You dig what I'm saying? She like, babe, the little iMac is broke, you know what I mean? But it costs about $800 to get fixed. But I know that's what makes paper. So you know what I do? Put that in the shop. That's key.
Mm-hmm.
You dig what I'm saying? Like, because you mean that now that's gonna bring bread in. You dig what I'm saying? So I'm thinking long game. I'm gonna take the risk now. And that's why I'm saying to you, Dutch, that it is basically sacrificing, because everything that a nigga do or a female do can be for no game if they decide to leave. Now, mind you, credit fucked up. We wound up getting the credit back. Now she got a credit card, the credit limit going up, her score going up, and all that shit. You dig what I'm saying? Now she can just slide. You dig what I'm saying? Like, she's in a good position. But I did that because when it's time for me to do shit like I want to do, open up business and accounts, now that credit score that I done helped her build, it helps me get that. You dig what I'm saying? And all of that. But, you dig what I'm saying? It's the long game. I ain't going to lie. Last year, I probably dished out like $8,000 for her. I ain't going to lie. Like $8,000. You dig what I'm saying? And but we got that shit together now. It took some time, but we got it together now. Now we can go for a loan. It could get signed off. You dig what I'm saying? Like, now that's when the process starts. So sacrificing is really a big thing, because what if this shit don't work? An argument can happen tomorrow. You dig what I'm saying? Niggas is humans. You know what I'm saying? Niggas could wake up and be like, yo, I don't even want to fuck with you anymore. To me,
I've had arguments like that.
But Dutch, to me, I'm going to feel like I took a loss. I'm not going to lie.
He say that.
Too. I tell her. She's like,
yo,
I ain't going to
hold you. And that's not really, like, the part I'm talking about in terms of compromise, that's like putting the 50-50. Now, the sacrifice part, with what you're talking about, you know what I'm saying, that's time and money, but that's with most relationships, you know what I'm saying? You're going to invest a lot of time.
Right.
And at least a portion of your money. You feel what I'm saying? Whether you're courting, you know what I'm saying, dating and shit like that. And then, you know, when you finally get in a relationship and you start to move towards certain goals, you're going to have to spend money. You know what I'm saying? But in the same term, you're sacrificing time and money. And you're also hoping. Because at the end of the day, there's a lot of trust involved with that sacrifice.
Right.
Because you're hoping that it gets reciprocated back, you know what I'm saying, along with the share-minded goals that you guys have together.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? Because he or she can be like, man, fuck that. Like you said, and just be out. And then you're sitting there with the stuck face like, he or she really did that? And now you regretting the amount of time and money you spent into the relationship. You're like, damn, I could have spent this on somebody else. But that's the risk that's involved when you're in a relationship. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
So, but I would say very few, especially now in 2020, you rarely see it less and less when you get up in age. You know what I'm saying? Like when you get in your 30s and shit like that, you know, it's a little bit different, you know what I'm saying? Like, the conversation is now a little bit serious, you know what I'm saying? When you get to that point, it's like, all right, if you really want to start fucking with each other, like, this is what I want, you know what I'm saying? And I think that a lot of times the honesty is not there. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
Honesty is not there. It's like, listen, you grown.
Right.
I want to smash. This is what it is. You know what I'm saying? But if I want more, I want to, go ahead.
But, like, that's why you kind of...
Jesus, before you got a question.
He said, he actually just... We talking about should women and men go 50-50. You know what I'm saying? On the bills. Yeah, nigga. No, but... I was saying, damn. What he was saying? Oh, about trust, right?
Yeah, trust.
Bro, it's crazy because you can never predict what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You dig what I'm saying? But I feel like anything somebody should do should always be pushing forward. So even, I know a lot of people feel like when they break up, it's a step back. But you should have took something from that. I'm different because when we got together, I told her what I was striving for because my plan was already in effect. You dig what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to see this paper by such and such a time. You either on board or what's up?
Mm-hmm.
You dig what I'm saying? Like, all right, you on board, so now, right, so let's, you know what I'm saying? So the trust is not, it's not in the trust, because at that point it's just like, all right, you know what's up, I know what's up, what you want to do. You know what I mean?
The trust is just going to be, to trust somebody, you got to do it and move forward. It got to be like blind trust for it to work anyway. You can't like spend your time thinking too much unless something's actually there.
But it's business. So, and once business right, yeah. get involved in any relationship, it tend to
last a little longer
because niggas don't want to divorce niggas and all of that
but
shit.
It makes the relationship more meaningful because at the end of the day, we're adults and we live in this country where these things need to be done. So why not have it done with, if it's possible, with somebody that you actually love that's willing to do it with you? Like, I think that's the big major factor there. Like, you can love somebody all you want and they can say they love you all they want, but if the actions aren't in that thing, then what's the 50-50 going to be? It's going to be a bunch of manipulation.
No, that's not true. I mean, I don't think that's true, because one is this.
No, I'm saying that we have to agree. So if we're not agreeing, say we was clashing all the time.
Right.
And it, like, we have our clashes, but I trust your judgment. Some women would be like, well, I want to, tell me what to do here. And I'm not going to, you know what I mean? Like, they wouldn't be so open. Like, I know people that's been together for years that aren't as open as we are. Like, this is what's here. This is what amount of money is here. There's people that's married that don't do that. And right. that's probably, like, a part of their problem, because really you're saying you're together, but you're not. And 50-50 is opening up everything. If you go on 50-50, it's like, this is what I made this week.
I think 50-50 equals safe haven for both parties.
Mm-hmm.
I think that should be included in some type of encyclopedia.
Yeah, I'm your parachute, you're my parachute.
It's like, listen, until we trust one another, or until we get married, or until such a, this is the wave. Because if you decide you don't want to talk to me no more, or if I decide that I don't want to talk to you no more, or
mm-hmm.
such as I can have my money,
mm-hmm.
my money that I save, because you think about it, you're living somewhere. You would have had to pay rent somewhere.
Everybody, yeah.
You dig what I'm saying? You would have had to pay rent
mm-hmm.
somewhere. You would have had to pay some bills somewhere. You still gonna have your phone bill. People always use that excuse like, well, I could do bad. I could just pay it. I could just do it all just with me. But what? Why would you want to? That's a stupid.
But you would want to if you really want to be single. That's what I'm saying about people
who manipulate
people.
But he's saying, well, I don't need a man if he's not gonna pay the bills. I can just be with me. Or,
right, but babe, you gotta remember, it'd be niggas like, oh, that want to sleep in girls' houses for 3 and 4 days. Like, I don't live here.
The nigga saying he gonna pay half the bills.
Ooh, niggas not saying that though.
No, but we talking 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
It should be niggas saying that. This is
yeah.
not the conversation for the niggas who playing PlayStation all day. This is the niggas who actually, you know, is just like, listen, I'm trying to benefit of you paying half these bills.
And it also has to be the conversation for the women that's willing to do that as well. Like, there's women that's in the same situation as maybe you are.
Right,
you know
so,
what I'm saying?
So a higher percentage will say that men moves in with the chick.
I don't know the statistics.
I mean,
it could probably be that.
But then it's just like,
and that's another thing. That's a certain demographic. That's a certain fucking demographic of people that are doing shit like that. That are like non-working issues, felons. No shade to nobody, because it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? We black people, but I'm saying that it's not a gender thing. I'm saying it's a couple thing. What are you gonna do? 50-50. 50-50 makes sense. Or it doesn't.
Has 50-50 been on point here? Has 50-50?
No, I benefited
right,
from the way that you from
right.
the way you presented things. But like I said, our thing is individual. You know what I'm saying? It's not gonna be for everybody. I know that financially, mm-hmm. That's not my strong point. Like, my strong point is, like, rapping and, you know, cooking and other things. You know what I mean? But money management and having impulse control and stuff, those are the things that I'm working on. But that's me admitting that. I don't know what the next person has for their relationship or what they're willing to admit or what they're willing to sacrifice for right. their relationship. You know what I mean? Like, that's what it's all about. Like, and I think in your own relationships, you have to think about what you're sacrificing and what the next person is sacrificing for you. Like, how is it, how are you guys getting better? How are you building? 50-50 is showing unity to me.
And that's why she's here. You hear me? And that's why she's here, because she was with the shits. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it was just like, all right, cool.
I'm with growing. I'm with self-growth. I'm with, like, you know, recognizing my bullshit. So.
Plus, she ain't want to go home.
Because I love you.
She ain't been back in a while since, I don't think. God damn.
Anyway, baby.
What you saying, man? She came with the toothbrush already?
No, she ain't even had nothing.
Yo, shut the fuck
she
up.
She came with a backpack on it.
Yo. I came here
hey,
on
Dutch,
like a date.
I saved her, Dutch. I saved her,
I'm
man.
I'm going to let this ride.
He saved her.
I
said, you know, hey, Dutch, I text her. I said, you might as well just come home. You know what I'm saying?
I thought that was on message.
I seen her all on a book acting crazy and all of that. You know what I'm saying?
Babe.
Listen.
I was acting crazy.
All I said was four words. Dutch, you might as well come home. She set the schedule up. It was over after that.
Oh, my God. My baby.
It was crazy how it was all like, damn, I'm bored for real.
Hey, shut the fuck up.
I was like, I'm bored. Damn. All right. Damn. You know what I'm saying? And then she got here and it was like, all right. She all right. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, shit. And you talking heavy.
I'm talking heavy. I know. It's all for TV. All
I don't have
TV.
The energy to, like, respond to this.
It's all for TV.
So best believe when that camera turns off and this block talk ends.
No. Look, I don't care. I am the woman who got saved. Hey, hi.
Saved.
What's up? I'm happy I bumped into a responsible ass man.
Yo, it was
one
a lot
time
of shit.
For your mind.
Listen, because I ain't going to lie. The place she was about to go to, the cops ran in that joint the next week, didn't
oh,
they?
Oh, shit, babe.
Yo,
why you remember that? I was lying
oh.
about that. You don't got no blah, blah,
and it
blah.
Just happened. It just happened that, you know, we was already in the, you know what I'm saying? I'm just, you know what I'm saying? Blah, blah, blah. But she was about to move, and, like, the next week, we was like, the
yeah,
shit got
it
red.
Down.
I said, I think you without knowing. That's crazy. I'm really bored for real.
People that know me know that. I live life a little off the grid.
And then and now she in a poke and old. I saved her from the New York
I'm
coronavirus.
you did.
I saved her from the coronavirus too, dog. You hear me, Dutch?
I'm
attacking. Oh, man.
I don't want any problems.
Oh, man. Yo, it's crazy out here, son. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Job.
It's crazy, dog. Like, people just, it's crazy. It's so crazy that people are adjusting. And making this, like, I guess the way of life right now. Like, you see,
right.
you know, the Central Park people jogging with the face masks on. It's just looking nutty. Like, it looks crazy. Mm-hmm. It was like, yo, what the fuck is going on? This is a city. Like, nobody's outside. You know what I'm saying? Barely outside. Like, you probably see, like, one person.
Bro, I work in the city. I work for the city, bro. I be out there. I mean, like, with the recycling trash trucks and all that. Nobody be out there. But let me tell you, it's a lot of shit out there because niggas is bored. Niggas is bored.
Niggas
so
is
niggas have
everything.
It hard out there because in the stimulus check, I ain't seen so many TV, like, boxes today. I'm like, damn. Like, niggas just ran and got TVs.
Yeah, they probably ordered that joint. Like, they probably ordered TVs. They probably didn't. I doubt they, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I doubt they go to Walmart and order them, you know what I'm saying? Because Walmart, like, they, I don't know about out there, but, like, out here,
right.
like, them lines is ridiculous, son. Like,
right.
retarded.
Right.
Ridiculous,
Walmart,
like, you know what I'm saying?
I'm excited about Walmart now. Like, Walmart to me is, like, the fucking mall. I'm looking at this spandex.
You
I have new perspective on their accessories.
No,
I'm looking at their t-shirts. Like, is that high and low? Is that a khaki
Maybe
onesie?
It's because you're not going anywhere right now.
And I'm
so
okay.
You're, like, you're just like, that's not
going. Nah, listen. You're easy. Let me tell you something. Like, me,
I'm gonna do a
shout,
my
to my, shout out to my big bro, Trevor.
Whole thing
huh?
Nah, I was saying, like, easy. You don't know. Like, you don't know because you got Walmarts over there like that. Like, coming from where we come from, like,
right.
me and Dope, like, Walmart is a big deal. Like, even
oh,
like, shout out to my big bro,
yeah.
Trevor. You know what I'm saying? Every time we go out of town, like, the first trip
Robin,
we make,
yeah,
so we touch down, we go to Walmart.
It's Walmart to me. It's Walmart to me right now. But right now, during this Corona thing, it's like, oh my God, let me get some leggings.
That's the only store that we've been in like the past 3 weeks, 4 weeks. I mean, since this shit started. So her head
Walmart
is like,
it's popping.
Oh, it
is popping. Like, you go inside, you see
like,
all the deals.
Ain't shit else open.
But I'm not gonna lie, females can wear anything, so it don't matter as long as they got a little shape in the ass. I mean, it's out. Boom. I mean, that shit could be $2.
Try to take shots at me, yo.
Well,
the whole fucking show, this nigga been trying to take these little fucking shots at me. The whole fucking show. The whole show.
I wasn't talking about.
Wow, dude, why are you so defensive? Like, you just describing the situation.
I'm talking in general. Thank damn.
Whatever.
That's the reflex. That's the reflexes that easy. That's reflexes. Don't mind it. You know what I'm saying?
Nah.
Nah, but yo, I live for Walmart. When I go out of town, I live for Walmart and Wawa.
I like Walmart.
Those two things.
They got good things going on in there. But this quarantine.
Like, you go in there.
Isn't the governor's about to do a soft reopen for the country? Like, aren't we about to open back up and get sick again? Isn't that going to happen? Because I know this quarantine shit is still in battle rap.
Yeah, like, the only reason it's in battle rap is because of the state legislation that's going on in a lot of these states. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's one tool, you know, across the country. You know what I'm saying? Like, flying plates. You know what's crazy? You could actually still fly to, you know, you can catch flights, but nobody want to take that risk, though. You know what I'm saying? Except, but one thing, though, like, a lot of these places are not accepting flights from, they are accepting flights, matter of fact, pardon me. They're accepting flights from New York, but as soon as you land, you're getting quarantined.
Yeah, like, who the fuck would do that? We have a trip scheduled, and we don't want to go get on the plane and get quarantined to a hotel.
Yeah, we got a trip to go to Puerto Rico August, and I'm like,
ooh.
I don't know if I should, like, cancel that job. I'm like, I'm thinking about canceling it, because I don't want to go to PR, and niggas got to be stuck in a hotel, or, you dig what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
No. All right, I ain't fucked. I mean, all that. I ain't. I'm putting a piece in my favor and all that. But,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, well, I'm like, yo, if this joint ain't running by June, I'm canceling. You dig what I'm saying? But every year, you know, it's a trip, man. I mean, you got to explore life, man.
Nah,
you know,
man, like, I don't blame you, like, because right now, like, one thing I wish is that I wish there was a date. You know what I'm saying? Not like a soft date, but an actual date that everything is back open, because that way I could, you know what I mean, book these cheap-ass flights. You feel what I'm
right.
saying? Like, these flights is coming back up, though. I ain't going to hold you. Like, I assume,
no,
like, it's going to be cheaping up.
Listen, they like, Trump got his vote already. He did enough.
Mm-hmm.
He did enough to be, you know what I mean, to make sure he get that extra full. And you know what I'm saying, you know, it already been proof that they was already putting extra on the little tolls and all of that shit. So, I mean, you know, And now, as soon as everybody like got paid, he like, I think this shit gonna open up in 2 weeks.
Oh, y'all got y'all checks? All right, yo, this yo, we
right.
about to open this shit up like, in June when the weather warm, everybody about to make their trips.
Right, we gonna open this shit back up.
And next,
yo.
See, like America, United States is panning out now. You know what I mean? I'm like, damn, that was fast as
so,
shit, dog. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
like,
hey, yo, Ian, you see how he doing it though, right? Right, he trying to open it up right before Memorial Day weekend, though. You see,
I was fucking shit though, man. I ain't gonna lie. I'm like, no.
Yeah, he's squeezing this shit dry.
He hustling it, man. I'm just like, he a criminal.
If America was a washcloth, he is wringing the shit out of this motherfucker before he leaves. Every drop.
Nah, he not. He not playing no games.
Yeah,
he
but listen, I'm
no
hoping.
Games.
Listen, I'm hoping they open it up because Pete talking about mid June, early July for the tournament.
I got an alert today saying that Texas is starting to do their first soft opening of businesses. So, depending on what state, but I think URL has a spot booked already.
Yeah, spot already booked. So, like, basically, niggas just need to, in these next 2 weeks, niggas need to be ready because anytime it could be like, yo, next week, we going, you know what I mean? It's on.
I'm gonna keep it a bang. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not. I'm focused on like when this thing opened though. Like, I'm trying to take a trip. Listen, battle rap is cool, but I'm trying to take a trip somewhere.
Oh my god!
If people want to roll. People will roll,
right.
But I'm trying to like.
I just want to go to Miami.
Not it. I'm tired of Miami.
I want to go to Puerto Rico. I want to go to Puerto Rico. This is why.
You got a timeshare out there where?
I
love
it. You trying to go somewhere? Yo, I want to go to Miami. Like, that's all the trips. Like, I want to, you know what I'm saying? Like,
because
I'm tired of going
to Miami. Because when we you get on campus, then we're going to go to, like, Trinidad and all those
ooh.
Places. I need to be in Greece. I need to be with a beach and warm.
I am mad at that. A resort will be nice right now.
Like if flights is 5 hours or more, I don't do it.
Yeah, he's not with it right now.
You keep talking like this, man. You might have to get you. Listen, I don't know about your card that's in Poverty Baby right now or something, because you talking heavy.
He can book in London somewhere. Guess where we gonna be? In London.
Oh no, the bag gonna have to be crazy because the planes, that's because I can't control that. You know what I'm saying? I can control other shit. The shit that I do.
They can control certain shit. They we drive. There's so many ways you can fucking go.
Right, let me flood though, yo. What you call it? European easy.
if I go to like Greece or something, you know I'm talking heavy in that next battle, dog. You already know. Yo, that lesson in every bar gonna be crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like that joint gonna be tough if I go to Greece, you know, and I come back alive.
Yo, you are so fucking cool. I'm not
gonna
die going to Greece.
I don't know. You already know. Motherfucker, you got out. I ain't trying to be one.
He gonna have so many fucking balls like the college. He's gonna just have some college. Yo, it's gonna be fire. We go with those. All right, Dutch.
For that, what you call y'all wrapping up?
Yeah, we gonna wrap it up.
Yeah, I'm gonna wrap this shit up, bro.
Oh man, that was great talking to you guys once again.
You know, I don't usually jump on and shit, but since we had the battle with all that, had to, you know, let niggas know.
Oh yeah, for sure. Like
thank God is
I'm waiting for that too.
opinion is the opinion.
It's coming out though, Bay.
Oh yeah.
Easy the Block Captain. Well, it's Hurricane D-Track featuring Easy the Block Captain. It should be out what, Sunday?
Yeah.
Mm. It's fire. Cause it's crazy because it was originally my song.
Mm-hmm.
And it was supposed to be featuring her, but she sounds so like it was. She was fire on this joint. We just was like, all right, babe, just gonna go ahead and take that joint. You know what I'm saying? But so now with her, right? You know what I'm saying? Listen, I'm about the Skrilla, man. If this shit sound good, I ain't gonna hate.
He
you
is about
what I'm saying?
It's...
I ain't gonna hate. All right, babe, I like you on that joint. Then Skrilla was like, he think that. She should take verse one and two, and I'm like, all right, I agree. And then I just, you know, hooked, and she did, and that shit came out flame. So, you know, I'm a nigga that can step in the back. If shit won't work, I just want shit to work.
Dutch, if you want me to email that to you, I will right now.
Please do. I want to hear it. Please.
Dutch, you gonna call after this, Dutch. You gonna call after this.
What's your email, Dutch?
It's DutchKIB@gmail.com.
Right. I probably sent... Yeah, we already got emails.
Yeah, because, you know, Du already could rap. We know that, you know what I'm saying? We know Du could rap. You feel what I'm saying? So, if she snapped on it like that, okay, I'm waiting to hear this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was fire.
And wait, when you hear Easy on the hook, though, that is even the thing. He wrote the hook. He's in charge. He did the hook. Like, it was really a collaboration. And even with Skull putting his thoughts in, made it go the way it went. So, it's definitely a collaboration.
Okay.
It's the tequila. You know?
Tequila? What tequila? What's going on? You talking liquor? What's up? What's going on?
I'm drinking tequila.
What's tequila? Wait, hold on, dude. Which tequila are you drinking on? Which one? I'm not. Hold on. I'm not even.
Dutch.
Yeah. What's tequila?
KIB. Silver 1800 @gmail.com.
Oh.
No underscore, right?
No underscore.
All right. I'm sending it right now.
All right. I'm waiting for it. Oh, 1800. That was. The 1800 is different. I like the 1800.
I like mine straight tequila.
Yo,
that
1942 though.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That 1942 is heavy.
Mhm.
Heavy. I thought that it's smooth.
Okay,
like if you're not careful though, I got the email.
Yeah, listen to it while we on the live. We went off live. We just talking now.
Okay.
That's fine.
Listen to this right here. Hold up. Okay. I wasn't expecting this from Easy.
That's what I'm saying. That's the fire part about it.
Okay.
That reaction is fire.
Okay.
So that hook fire.
Oh, I can't believe Evie's on the hook, y'all. Yo, I was not expecting Evie like to do a hook like this. I like it.
So you like it?
I like to change the pace from the first to the second. Like the first verse was soft, mm-hmm. and nice, and then you just turn up in the second verse. I like that shit. Mm-hmm. And then I like the when I think it was after the second verse, you went into like a little, I forgot what they call it. It's not the hook, but like a bridge, and then you went to after the hook, you went to a bridge. You know what I'm saying? That was fire too. I rock with it.
Yeah, the structure, but
I wanted.
With it. It was a
We talking about when he said they told me to spin a block.
Yeah. I think the way that the song, like, and we own the beat.
So
I'm gonna I want them to play it on Caffeine, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Easy's going on Champion to do his face off. So I'm about to hit Jay Black up. I want him to play it as he's playing.
Face
you know,
off with Dom Marino?
Yeah.
Mm.
You know, you got it, so.
That's a fact. Like I said, I like it, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean.
Of course.
I think like three of them going to Champion.
I'm saying with the song because he has an email now. So
I think some of them going to Champion next week to do it. And I know like Ball said he don't have no ID, so he about to go get his ID, and then so he pushed our shit back. But it's gonna happen.
So I'm gonna send it to Avocado. You know me, because I want the song to get. You know what I mean? Make us some money.
Of course.
Make us $500 for this song at least.
That's a good song.
Yeah.
Of course. You know what I'm saying?
All right, Dutch.
Like
try the song. Do what you will. You got the exclusive right now, but you could do what you will with it. We're dropping it. We're waiting for iTunes and everybody to accept it into the stores, probably like in a day or two. But you do what you do. And thank you.
Yo, y'all got like, what you call it? You know how you have like the art for it? Like the cover pick, whatever the case may be?
Want me to send it to you?
Yeah, send it to me.
All right, I'm going to send it to you right now.
All right, cool.
You want me to email it?
Email it to me.
Okay, I'm gonna email it right now.
All right, cool.
All right, Dutch, thank you.
You're welcome. No, thank you. Thank y'all, yo. Great talking to y'all again, man. Y'all crazy.
Right, you know, family. All
right.
All right.